Blog Talk Radio.
Another beautiful Wednesday afternoon here in Northwest Arkansas. Hope everybody's having a good time. I hope you're ready for another 30 minutes right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. This is test run number two. We are getting things back up and running. So I hope you're ready to have a good time. Phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. I think we are finally starting to get some of these new numbers down. And that's a good thing. Once again, that phone line is 323-642-1128. If you want to talk on the Greg Squirrel Show, oh, man, how about the NBA playoffs? I mean, Oklahoma City Thunder getting it done. I got to root for them because my Dallas Mavericks, they got put out early. So sad, too bad, but it is what it is. So Oklahoma City Thunder, they are rocking along. And I'm going to put my money on them. I think they're going to get it done. What can you say about the Oklahoma City Thunder? Why is my keyboard not working? Oh, there it is. For some reason, computers are giving me issues today. So I don't think it's turned on. Let me try turning the keyboard on, you moron. Bluetooth. You got to love it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. 6-4-2-1-1-2. There we go. And we got that posted. Oh, man, once again, we are once again excited. This Saturday, we are going to be in Springfield, Missouri, Adrenaline Fight League outdoor event. Hopefully the weather stays cool, stays like it is, and everything works out. But we're going to be at Cartoons, Springfield, Missouri, the Adrenaline Fight League. They have got some great fights taking place on this card. Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, Eric Stevens, the promoter up with the Adrenaline Fight League. This boy is getting it done. Matter of fact, if any of my MMA buddies out there are listening, they are needing to find a heavyweight, preferably a beginner, to fight Ben Herridge. We just got that going. Hopefully we'll be able to find somebody. I feel sorry for Ben. This guy, he's had a five. He's been trying to get this going. He's 0-0. But been trying to find an opponent for this guy, and everybody keeps backing out. He was supposed to fight Michael Cotton, and apparently Michael kind of got the kibosh put on that. So he's not going to be able to fight. So they are looking for somebody for Ben Herridge. 323-642-1128. And we are getting it done. We're still working on let's just try going over here and see if we can get the chat room up and running. We're trying to get the chat room up and running. Having some issues with that. I think I know what the issue is on the chat room. But hopefully, come Monday, when we go full-time for an hour, we'll have that chat room situation situation out. Has anybody seen my buddy Clinton Davis? I don't know. I really don't know what's going on up there. XFI, they got a big event, and people keep busting their vibe. I don't know what the deal is. Got my good buddy Amy. She's out there listening today. She's wanting to call in. And I don't know what she's wanting to call in for, but she's a sweetie. And hopefully we'll get Amy in here, get her on the phone lines. It's a great thing. I'm excited about going to an hour. Starting Monday, we're going to go to an hour, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. If you remember the old show, we used to go 4 to whenever, and that kind of made it, you know, my self-defense martial arts class. You know, so we're moving it up to 3, and we're going to go 3 to 4. And so I hope everybody's calling your buddies, calling your friends, telling them about the Greg Squirrel Show. Because, hey, it's going to be fun. We're going to be having guest callers, all that fun stuff. You know, what can I say except get ready to hang on for the time of your life. Miss Amy said she's going to call in. It won't be today, but she said she will call in sometime before the weekend. So excited about getting her in here. Once again, want to say hello to all my buddies at Vion Apparel, an official supporter of the Greg Squirrel Show. They're supposed to be fixing me up with some great T-shirts. So I'm excited about that. Also excited about Moxie Nutrition and the support they're giving the Greg Squirrel Show. We appreciate all them. Matter of fact, we're going to put a message on Facebook. Amy just asked me if I was mad at her. No, I'm not mad, Amy. Let's see here. We be pimping. I love that word. Maybe I'm old school. We be pimping. I think I spelled apparel. We be pimping. On the Greg Squirrel Show. And I can hear people out there saying, stop trying to type and do a show at the same time. It is what it is, boys and girls. It is what it is. Amy's asking, why do I not want to talk to her? Because I'm on the air, silly. All right. If anybody sees Clint Davis, or Granny Hulkster. We gotta get a pipeline back to Granny Hulkster. All right. So we all good now. We have got the eyes and ears looking out for Granny Hulkster and Clint Davis. I don't know what my dogs are doing, but man, I have been working diligently today, and my dogs are surrounding my studio area, and they sound like they're sawing logs. Have you ever heard a dog snore? I mean, it's funny. So anyway, got the dog snoring and just getting ready for Saturday. I have decided I am going to man up. You heard me right. I am going to man up and do the tux, even though we're outside, even though it's supposed to be like 500 degrees, I'm going to man up and do the tux. Eric Stevens said I could dress down, but, you know, I've decided, you know, I'm going to raise my game just a little bit more, and in 500 degree heat outside, I'm manning up and I'm wearing the tux. I'm going to have plenty of herbal tea. Good stuff. We got plenty of herbal tea going on. We're going to have plenty of other health drinks, keep me hydrated, keep me going so I don't wimp out. Oh, man, yes. Uh-oh, hold on, I just lost something. Where'd we go? Let me pull my screen. Oh, there we are. I got a new laptop, and that's what I run the show off is my laptop. It's touchscreen, and it's a sensitive touchscreen. So if I touch just the slightest thing, I'm liable to lose you. But hang with me. 323-642-1128 is the phone number. Oh, get it on here. Let's see here. But we want to say once again, Moxie Nutrition, Bion Apparel. If you're an MMA fighter or any kind of athlete and you're wanting some kit T-shirts, pardon my language, get a hold of Bion Apparel and they will fix you up. I also want to give a big shout out to, let's see, my big brother Donnie McGuire by my cohort in crime. He's my new sidekick that's been working the vents with me. I want to give a big pimp out to him. Yeah, another great DJ. If you need a DJ for your party or event, give that boy a call. He will help. He will set you up. Let's see here. Am I going to have to look for him manually? Let's see. How about baseball? I mean, I've been watching some killer games the last couple of days, and let me tell you, it's awesome. It is what it is. If you're wanting to lose weight and you're wanting to get healthy and you want to help other get and you want to help other get people get healthy, and you want to make some extra money in the process, give me a call at 888-361-8725, and I will lead you in the right direction. I've been using Herbalife. I have been on the diet since September, and I have lost 30 pounds, and it is all good, ladies and gentlemen. So, if you're wanting to get healthy, definitely something you might want to check out. I'm trying to track down Clint Davis. Clint Davis. See if I can get him a message here. Let's see. 3, 2, 3. Me and Clint have fun together. All right. Hopefully he's not at work. He kind of went and got him a job. Don't know why. That man is rich beyond belief. So hopefully we can get him to call in. Like I say, he might be at work, so the 4 o'clock hour might be a little tough on him. And the exciting thing about being back on the air is whenever possible, we will be broadcasting live from different events that we are going to be at. Like I say, Wichita, Kansas, you got some stuff coming your way that's going to knock your socks off, ladies and gentlemen. Wichita, Kansas. Striking, Muay Thai, and kickboxing is getting ready to make their debut in Wichita, Kansas, and I'm going to be there, and it's going to be a great time. I'm trying to pull my schedule up here so I can tell you when that big event is. Yeah, see, I thought I was logged on to my schedule today. We're pulling up the schedule so I can give you some 411 on this event. Let's see here. Well, come on. Oh, there we go. Let's push this back. Okay, there we go. Now we got it. Striking, Muay Thai, kickboxing, May 23rd. It's going to be making its way to the folks in Wichita, Kansas. We're also talking to Lincoln, Nebraska. They are negotiating Lincoln, Nebraska for an event, and Houston, Texas. So if you know any Muay Thai and kickboxing fans in those areas, you need to get the shout out to them that, hey, Strike King Muay Thai and kickboxing is on its way to town. Also, don't forget, you got the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. They got their big summer, do you want to call it a retreat or conference? United States Muay Thai Hall of Fame Conference and Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony. That's going to be taking place. That's coming up June 19th, 20th, and 21st. So that's coming up here in a couple of weeks. I'm going to try to be there Saturday on the 21st. So I was honored to be inducted into the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame last summer, Ring Announcer of the Year. I was the first ring announcer to be inducted into the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. So I kind of consider that an honor and a privilege to be the first ring announcer inducted into the United States Martial Arts. They're going to have an MMA training going on, all kind of self-defense. Krav Maga, which is what I study. If you work security or you train security personnel, I highly recommend you get with Krav Maga. Still trying to track down some guests. Let's see. I'm going to put this on Facebook. Let's get back over here. Let's scroll down. I don't know what's going on with my laptop. For some reason, I don't know if it's a security thing or just what, But I try to get onto certain sites, and I keep getting a stupid security message. So let's see here. I'm putting on my Facebook page that I need a guest to call in at 323-642-1128. We got 10 minutes left in today's trial run show. So whoever calls in, they're going to get 10 minutes. Posted that on Facebook. I need a guest to call in at 323-642-1128. We got 10 minutes. Actually, 11 minutes, but we don't want to shut them off early, or try not to anyway. We can always run over, because even though we leave the air early, the recorders are still going, archiving the show. So people have been asking, what's going to be the new schedule for the Greg Squirrel Show? Tentatively, the schedule looks like this: Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 to 4. As always, unless I'm on the road traveling somewhere, we will be on the air right here, Blog Talk Radio, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, 3 p.m. till 4 p.m. But, you know, as always, I will always give proper notice to let people know that, hey, we're not going to be on the air Friday or two or whatever day. So it's going to be all fun. NFL Draft is coming up. I believe that's Thursday. Jerry Rice Cake, phenomenal. I'm so far out of the loop, I do not even know who has the first pick of the draft this year. But if they were smart, they would pick Jerry Rice Cake. This guy has the best hand since Dion Hardcastle, who was the number one pick last year. I mean, it is great. It's beautiful. I love it. Woo! It is going good. Trying to track down some people. Yeah. Want to say a big shout out to, once again, my boy Sean Bales. He is out there. I hope he's listening to the shows today. He just liked my comment on Facebook. I also got to give a big birthday shout out. Elizabeth Mann, you sexy thing, you. Also from he and the boy, she's the lead singer. And so, I just got a text message from Clint Davis, 3:30 to 2. Oh, you suck, Clint. I need guests on my show. I'm going to have to track down Granny Hulkster, talk some pro wrestling, talk some TNA, talk some WWE. I mean, it's getting crazy. The Shield got the endorsement of the Nature Boy Ric Flair. Clint Davis said to tell the Greg Squirrel Show fans that he said hi. But back to pro wrestling real quick. The Shield, they're getting over with the fans, which was already starting to happen. Well, now, what's the word I'm looking for? Where's Granny Hulkster when I need her? So anyway, you know, Shield's going over. AJ Styles, former TNA World Heavyweight Champion, recently, just last week, went to Japan and won the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. So congratulations to AJ Styles. Of course, Eric Young is the current TNA champion. You got the are they the Wolves or are they the American Wolves? I can't remember, but they are the new TNA tag team champions. And of course, you got Angelina Love, who's the Knockouts champion. And I think that's all the belts they're recognizing right now are just those three. I know they did have the women's tag titles and the TV champion. I think Big Robbie E was the last television champion for TNA. But anyway, Jeff Jarrett, he is getting close to getting his promotion up and running. I mean, everywhere you turn around on the wrestling websites, Jeff Jarrett's name is being mentioned somewhere. So keep an eye out. Jeff Jarrett, Toby Keith, Hermie Sadler, they're going in together. What is it, GWF, Global Wrestling Force, or something like that. I keep an eye on them. We got about 6 minutes left on today's practice show. We're going to go back, listen to the recording of today's show, and continue to make tweaks so when this thing is ready to get rocking and rolling next week, I mean, we are all like Donkey Kong, boys and girls. So once again, let's check. Kind of checking on some of the bulletins on Facebook, kind of seeing what's going on. Want to say hello to the folks at Glory MMA and Fitness, Travis Couture and Zach Cummings. They are up there. They're getting their little thing going, so I'm happy for them. Oh, let's see here what's going on. Don't forget the Minor League Professional Football. Got that going on this weekend. The NWA Battle, Minor League Professional Football, right here in Northwest Arkansas. They are traveling to Joplin, Missouri, Saturday afternoon, 5 p.m. matchup against the Joplin Crusaders. Crusaders are undefeated, and so ought to be a good matchup. The battle, NWA battle, kind of got caught with their NWA battle kind of got caught with their pants down against the Enid Enforcers. Kind of took one on the chin, but they're going to come back, and they are going to do good. Anyway, I'm sending a... All right. So anyway, NWA battle, they kind of took one on the chin, but hopefully they're going to come back pissed off and ready to play as they take on the Joplin Crusaders this coming Saturday, 5 p.m. start time. If you listen to the show Friday, we will have the location, and hopefully a lot of NWA fans will be traveling north to Joplin, root on, and support the NWA battle. I am proud to be associated with that team. Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a great day. It's been a fast 30 minutes. That's why I cannot wait to go to an hour. So it's going to be all good. And all I can tell people is let's get loud. Let's get rowdy. We will see you back here Friday at 3 p.m. on the Greg Squirrel Show. So let me go over here. Let me get my producer to score up that beautiful bean footage. Whoa! Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting out of here. We're getting off the air, but we will be back here Friday, 3 p.m., right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. See ya.